Dr. McGuire, former Vice President Joe Biden thinks President Trump is an existential threat to this country.
He's genuinely a threat to our core values, and he's a threat to our standing in the world.
Biden has been making campaign stops in Iowa focused on President Trump. He tells farmers there,
I hope his presence here will be a clarifying event because Iowa farmers have been crushed by his tariff war with China, and no one knows better than the folks in Iowa.
Trump is also in Iowa, taking on Biden, likening him to Hillary Clinton.
He makes his stance in Iowa once every 2 weeks, and then he mentions my name 74 times in one speech. I don't know. That reminds me of Crooked Hillary. She did the same thing.
House Democrats vote to scrap the need for a floor vote to file lawsuits against members of the Trump administration who refuse to honor committee subpoenas.
This resolution gives Democrats more teeth to take legal action to enforce subpoenas against key players like Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
Despite the continued stonewalling, delay tactics, and distraction by Trump and the administration, we will move forward with holding this president accountable.
California's Maxine Waters says the president isn't above the law.
He carries on like a dictator or a crime boss.
But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy thinks the rule change on civil court action is the wrong way to go.
They're changing the rules of the House simply because they cannot win.
Democrats say they hope to receive the documents without having to go to court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., will meet in private with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow. Two sources in the know say the senators want to talk with Trump's son about testimony given to the committee in February by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, about a Trump tower. This is AP Radio News. Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz is in the Boston hospital in critical condition after being shot at a nightclub in his native Dominican Republic. AP's Rita Foley reports fans have gathered and are holding vigil outside the hospital.
So many fans crowded around the Boston hospital that it caused a traffic jam. Supporters wished David Ortiz well and prayed for him.
Through all these years, we've grown up watching him. He's just been there. We've been with him through the ups and downs. He's been there for us.
He's done a lot for the community. He's done a lot for the kids. He's done a lot for everybody. Especially breaking the curse in 04. I mean, that's one of the biggest things he's ever done for us in Boston.
That's when David Ortiz helped Boston win the World Series. He led the Red Sox to 3 World Series championships in all. One of the most beloved figures in all of sports. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. women's soccer team overwhelmed Thailand 13-0 in their opening game in Paris in defense of their World Cup championship. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.